Central has AOS.
Okay, Houston, we're going to dump the white tank on down to about 25%.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, follow 8, you copy?
Affirmative, follow 8.
Okay, tell him he comes to wake up and keep an eye on the white tank servicing.
That'll take a minute to think of something appropriate.
You're slowing down.
So are you guys. We're carrying a big stick though.
Just barely made got clear wake.
And your nozzle temperatures, Bill, have dropped from about 94 to around 66.
Okay, I'm showing just a little bit above 50% here, and we'll keep on going. If it looks too cold, give us a call.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yes, we had a momentary O2 high flow, but we think it's due to all the purging of the water lines we're doing here in the cabin.
Roger, we concur. Apollo 8, Houston, we show you're down to 25% of your wastewater.
Okay, I'm about 28, Houston, stand by just a bit. Okay, waste dump stop and then purge again.
Understand, waste dump stop.
Listen, we're on a high gain and it might be a good time to try into your comp check.
Okay, Apollo 8, we're starting in, setting up for our first comm test. This is going to be an uplink voice, ranging and full downlink, which is not anything really different than what you have on board. I'd like for you to verify that the S-band normal mode voice switch is in voice.
Roger, voice.
Okay, and the up telemetry data to data.
Roger, data.
Up telemetry command in normal.
Roger, normal.
High gain antenna to auto track. Or correction, that's
auto. We're in auto wide beam, and you can go ahead and dump the tape.
Okay, I'd like for you to go to narrow beam.
Okay, go to narrow beam now.
Right. And I'll give you a call when we get ready to work on the tape.
Okay, we're still in PTC, so you're only going to have it for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, we've had some problems with our displays. I think they're straightened out now, but you may have to keep us advised that we run out of limits in case we lose our display again.
Right.
And while we're standing by here, Apollo 8, the service module quantities that we had listed, we're going to try to update them. If you want to call down your quantities, have you checked them with your charts?
No, Nate, I haven't gotten around to that. stand by.
Okay, there's no hurry on that. Just wondered if you had done a well check as against what we get on our Norman ramp.
I'm showing a SPS helium pressure about 3570 indicated on board.
All right.
And fuel inox tank pressures are 177 and 176 respectively.
Okay.
N2A is 2400, B 2500.
Okay. Okay, and a back room tells you that you've got the right F-stop.
Okay, and we'll keep using it. This PTC attitude really isn't the greatest for taking pictures of the Earth.
Right.
Or the moon.
Apollo 8, kind of stand by for a burst of noise as we change configurations on the ground. We're going into test one. You'll still have up and down link, and we'll be in this mode for 2 minutes, but you may hear some burst of noise as we change.
Roger.
Okay, Apollo 8, we're in the middle of our first test, and how about giving me a voice check?
Roger, Houston, this is Apollo 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Apollo 8 up.
All right, and read you loud and clear. This comm is unbelievably good.
Good.
Okay, Apollo 8, we've finished the first test, and we're now going to change the uplink mode to uplink command and ranging, and we'll be going without the up voice. We'll be in this mode for 2.5 minutes, and we'll be sending a test message. It'll have no effect on either your computer or your panel switch configuration. Now, what you might see will be the S-band noise that's associated with a brake lock. However, you should still have a good signal on your power meter. This is not a loss of signal, but rather just a loss of the voice modulation. And I'll give you a mark just before we do that so that you can turn your S-band volume down if you so desire. And we'll be back up in this mode we're in now in 2.5 minutes.
Roger.
Houston, we're about to disable the voice modulation on uplink, and we'll be back up no later than Okay, Apollo 8, looks like we'll get our information before we lose the high gain.
Okay, we'll just leave it go.
Roger.
Well, we got the scan limit, we'll let it go, Houston, and till it breaks lock.
Okay, Apollo 8, go ahead and switch to the Omni.
Are you telling your test?
Okay, we've got the three steps of the test, and we'll have to pick up the rest next time we get a look at the high gain.
Okay.
good, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, Apollo 8.
Roger, running out P21 at 269.10 indicates a parallel of about 67.4 miles. I guess we concur here.
You guys are getting pretty good.
That's a lot better than our first answer.
We don't care if we're right, just so impact is right.